You have some questions?
Yes.
आठ घंटा पर बाजिए दियो।
From yesterday, you were advising that in discussing that rag Vartman Chandrika, that we perform inner archa, thinking of the Leela of Radha Krishna, while we perform our other devotional service such as japa or other activities. So I think I have a little bit of that greed by your grace, but I feel not qualified to begin this inner seva. And one reason is, I'm afraid, is this the prakriti sahajiya, or what is the difference between?
I told only to pray that I may be a dasi, I may serve Srimati, I may serve Rupanandi. Only to pray, not to do like them. Understand?
Yes.
I want to like, I pray Krishna and his subordinates that I want to serve you. We are not qualified, but yet we want, we pray. No? Similarly, like Vilakkusmandini, like Rup Goswami in Padyavali or Stob, he has prayed that Vrindavane Viharito Riha Keli Kunje. There is a four line slope. Vrindavane Viharito Riha Keli Kunje Matadipa Kaurav Kautuka Vibhramena Sandarsayasya Yuvayor Vadanara Vindam Dandam Vidhehi Vaikritam Prasi. Rupa Goswami is praying to Srimati Radhika that I want to take darshan of you both. When in Vrindavan, in the real Vrindavan, aprakrit Vrindavan, you both are roaming in Vrindavan, in Kunja, and Lalita Visakha, all are serving you. And you are playing, you are doing Bihar there. Bihar has so many vast meaning, playing. So, may I have your mercy that can I we see you and Krishna? This is prarthana. Next prarthana is, Ha Devi Kaku Bharagadagada Yajjavacha Jache Nipatya Bhubi Dandavat Utbhatanti Asya Prasadama Vudhasya Janasya Kutva Gandharvike Tava Gane Ki Nija Gane Gananandithi. This is second slope. Here Rupa Goswami is telling that, O Srimati Radhike, you are my Aradhya Devi. So be pleased to me, and by your mercy can I be capable to be in your dasis, among your dasis. Vrindavane na yuki ha devi kaku bhara gadgadayadya vacha. And praying your lotus foot, doing dandavat pranati with kakubhar. Kakubhar means praying in a mood of weeping. I cannot speak anything. Tears are coming. I am so much distressed. So, may you hear my words my prayer. Ha devi kaku bhara gadgad yadvacha jati nipat bhuvi dandavat udbhat arti. I am telling you with udbhat arti. Arti means dukkha.
Sadness. Misery.
Misery. With misery. I am helpless. I am so much agyani. No knowledge at all. No source. Nothing I have. I have only source of your lotus feet that you are so much kind and udar. Udar?
Broad-minded.
Generous.
Generous. You are generous. This is my hope. So I am falling on your foot. I am telling that I am murkha. Murkha.
Illiterate.
Fool. I am quite fool. Know nothing. But yet I have greed. So I am praying yourself, your lotus feet, that you should enlist my name in the list of your dasis. No qualification is here needed, only we are doing dasis. So like this prarthana, prayers we should do. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
So, nothing to fear in this. But yes, that should be must greet some. Otherwise, this should not do.
Another difficulty is that this requires control of the mind. It seems to be a kind of meditation.
No. This requires only greed. If there is greed, everything is bitter. And if no need, no greed, there will come so many things. And if greed is there, no obstruction it will. Mane manega nahi.
Nothing can stop it.
We may begin even with a little greed.
But it seems that no greed.
No. What?
Because if there is no greed, jukti comes there. Whether we should do or not do, logic comes and everything. And when there is no, if there is no logic, nothing, it will be kept very sacred, and he would like to meet to the persons who are very, very keen interest in this. He will not tell this thing to anyone, only to them to whom he has got something. That no use of logic, no shastra yukti, nothing. I love a lady. Or lady loves anyone. No reason, nothing. He saw and loved. Great is something. So we should try to do Vaidhi Bhakti always. And doing Vaidhi Bhakti by the grace of Krishna is so much Karunashi. Great will come later on. Practices of both things are one. No difference. Some difference, but about no difference. So we should go. But If any man, blind man also, prayers anything, no harm. I want to be in Vrindavan. What harm? I want to serve my Gurudev in Aprakrita Rajdi, Golok Vaikunth. What harm? We are not able to go there. We are not qualified. Yet we are praying. We should avoid that I am gopi, I am manjari, I am doing this service, that service. We can avoid. But actually we can pray. If it looks very beautiful, sweet to us,
Maharaj, you say that we should want to serve our spiritual master, as in the verses Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhai, in his eternal form.
It has been written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur according to his bhava. If anyone wants to follow these, he can pray and he can think and all this. Otherwise, second and first slope. Mahaprabhu kirtana nitya gita baditra madhyan manuso rasena romancha kampasu taranga bhajo bande guru sita. It is for Vaidhi bhakti also. No harm. So he will emphasis on this point. Shivigraharadhana nityanana shingartan mandir marjanadau yuktasya bhaktam shivyunta toki bande guru sita. All these things. Accepting two. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorupara Nikunja Juno Rupikirisa. Vilya expressly for Haraganda. They were very kind enough. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all. They have done so thing that everyone be
satisfied,
their things.
From the beginner to the most advanced.
So much advanced. But I think those who are beginners are those who are madhya, they will not enter in two points. What is the meaning?
They will not enter into two points.
Nikunja Yuno.
Nikunja Yuno and Sri Radhika. They will not think at all. Never. Only they do kirtan and that's all. Not knowing meaning, nothing to think. Only to there should be kirtan there. Do kirtan, not with bhav, but qualified persons, they do kirtan with bhav. In Rup Goswami's Siksham Upadesham, it has been written that Upadesha Saram
Tannama Pachitadi
Annam Rupa Chaitadi Sukritanani Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyujya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nair Ikhilami Akhilami Ittupadesu Sadhu. You have heard this slope? Tannam Rupa Chaitadi. Rupa Goswami is telling that this Upadesu this instruction is the sar. Sar meaning?
Essence
of all the books. All the books they have written. All the books, Srimad Bhagavat also, Veda Shastra Upanishad, combined all the books. It is the essence of all these things. And the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heart, what he had given to this world. Essence. That Tannamarupa Charitadi Sukhantara. Tannamarupa Charitadi Tan Krishnasya. Krishna Nam. What Krishna name? Not all names. Govinda Gopijana Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha Pranadhan. All these names are according to their will, what they are qualified, according to them. Akhdamana Jasodanandana Unandasana. These names. Sakha Krishna, Prabhu Krishna. So there are various kinds of names. Radha Damodar and Yashoda Damodar are not the same. Name is same, Damodar. But to whom we refer? Radha Damodar or Yashoda Damodar? Namami Swaram Sachidananda Rupa. Especially general mass knows Yashoda Damodar. But gopis don't know that Krishna. They know Radha Damodar. This is Krishna is tightened with Srimati Radhika. So that he may not go here and there. They love this Krishna. So tannama rupa charitadi sukritanam ukramena rasanam manasi niyojya. So what name they are qualified? They should take the name. And they should chant bitterly, crying, with heart. Heart will think the pastimes of Krishna related to that name. And he should be in Vrindavan. Under the guidance of any Rasik Vaishnava to whom he has dedicated. Swajatiya Snigdha Rasik Vaishnava. Jati Snigdha Ashay, Rasik Siddhanta Vidha Vaishnava. The Vaishnava who have some affection to you and he is of same category that you like, he likes also. And he has some mercy upon you and you have Shraddha to him. That song is very suitable. So being in Vrindavan, under the guidance of such a Vaishnava, you should chant that Krishna name, Gopijan Vallabh, Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan, or any name to whom you are related. And if you can not stay in Vrindavan, from there where you are, you should think by mind that I am in Vrindavan,
in Radha Kunda,
or in Seva Kunda, or anywhere, as you want. If you are a bachelorist, you should think that I am in Gokul, Gokul Prat. If you are Sakha, you should think that I am in Nandagaon or Vrindavan. If Madhurjaras, you can think that I am in Javat I am in Sanket, I am in Radhakunda, and so on. So chanting of all these things and remembering the pastimes of Krishna relating to your heart, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of such a Rasik Vaishnava, we should be in Vrindavan and Vrindavan. This is the sara, essence of all this Siddhas, Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya. By this, by doing this, actually, one surely get his Swarup Siddha Avastha. If a man chants lakhs and lakhs verses for several hours, thousand hours, yes, he is chanting, but he has no actual association, Vaishnava association. He will not rise. He will have to come in the Vaishnava association. Then his chanting will be pure and then he can advance. Koti janme jadi kare sravana kirtan taputa na paye krishna pade prema bhav krishnam kare aparadhir vichar krishna bolele aparadhir na hai vichar. Understanding all these things?
Yeah, I know that word.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this. If a man chants so many throes of jan, but Krishna does aparadhe vichar, he thinks that he is aparadhi, he doesn't give him Krishna prema. He can give him mukti, salvation and other things. Any other? Any doubt?
Only doubt, not doubt, and only doubt whether I can do what you say and improve, I hope.
What is the process of making the greed come through this association?
No process. Gandhar requires any process. What process is that? When he will be in, by the grace of Krishna, in the association of Rasi Vaishnava, and go through the books of Goswami, and if he will hear very sweet darshan of Radha and Krishna, he will be good. Otherwise, no process. In Vaidhi Bhakti, there are so many processes.
What is bad,
what is good, greed, don't require anything. He wants that vastu, you know,
thing,
that
substance.
What is bad? To love Krishna is bad, yet he loves.
One is attracted to Krishna in Vrindavan. What about the other cantos in Srimad Bhagavatam? Does he not study them anymore?
Why not?
But it is not Krishna, it is Nrisimhadev or
all is related to Krishna.
He does not avoid the other parts.
All are rush. Nrisimhad Bhagavatam, all. From beginning? Beginning a slok, janmadasya jata, from whom adya ras, mani madhur ras, is created. Everything is madhur there.
We reads the entire Bhagavatam, but now he sees it in a different way.
He can tell any slok and his meaning will be transferred in Madhur Rasa. Any slok.
And Bhagavad Gita also like that?
Somewhat. Because it is beginning.
But Srimad Bhagavatam.
Nikama kalpatarur galitang phalam sukhamukhad amritrausambitam. It has no but rotten thing or
bark.
Skin.
Bark.
Skin.
Anything
skin
to be. Everything. But yet, Bhakta has some special preference for Kant Kinto, Raspancha Dhyayi, Jugal Veed, Nurgi, they have a special interest. In body, whole body is nine, but Mukharvind is most. Dasam and Iskand is Mukharvind also. First two are feet, some are hands, some are chest, some is mastish. 12 parts of body. Srimad Bhagavat is 12 parts of Krishna. Anything more?
Time is over.
No.
Five minutes more.
So I have 1 5-minute question. Question is 1 minute, but answer will only take short time, so Naveen can doesn't have to worry. There was one verse in that you spoke about in Bombay. About how the gopis were praying to Krini Krisheshu
Pranata
Dehinam Papakaumasam Trinachara Anugam Srinaketanam Kanikaravanam Devanam.
What?
So see that time when you spoke I was so foolish that there was no tape recorder and I can't remember it. It's so sweet, you know, and it's such a wonderful verse. I need to hear that. Fun of the day, you know.
Maybe I can tell.
But your English is so good.
Slow connecting is not coming in English. Anything, any question you have?
No, I'm satisfied. I'll work on it.
Go on what you are doing. By the grace of your Prabhupada, you gain it later. Have you Upadesha Amritam?
Yes.
Very good. In short, everything.
Gurujan's question was too big, but I have a small one.
Yes, this question is so big. It will take one or 2 hours.
asking you for encouragement that some devotees in our ISKCON, they think Prabhupada, he only taught us Vaidhi Bhakti and we don't want to hear anything else. And we sometimes come in conflict with that mentality because we're trying to learn more. And they say, no, to be faithful to Prabhupada, you don't inquire more than what you find in these books. But actually, when we look at the books, we see there is more than they say there is in the books.
Everything is there, I think. But they are not seen. And he has left something that he, you should hear after birth. And should, you should pray me.
We should pray.
He is thinking, your Prabhupada, that I have done something, and after that you should inquire and pray me, then I will give it all this in your heart. But I see that everything is there. When Uddhava is coming from Krishna and meets Vidur, in third skanda, third, he had told everything, and perhaps tenth canto is meaning of what essence Uddhava has told there. So Uddhava has told everything there. Weeping and remembering that past times, Rash and all these things, and he is weeping. He is telling to Vidur. Vidur also went, began to weep, hearing all these things. He told that I am not in a mood to tell all these things, what Krishna has told me. You will have to go to Bhadrikashram to Maitreya, and he will tell you. So everything has been told there. Or in Srimad Bhagavatam, here and there, in Nigamas Kalpatarosh Galitanga Phalam, everything has been told there in a very sheet. In Narada and Vyasa dialogue, everything has been given there. Swamiji has written all these things, but they don't see. Srimad Bhagavat is not of Vaidhi Bhakti at all, I see. It is of Ragatmik Bhakta, not Raganuga also. Ragatmik. Why should they read? They should not read Srimad Bhagavat. Our Gurudev used to tell, don't read Bhagavat. What is the meaning? You should read. Who are capable, they should read surely Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you should not. Who are qualified? But it is ragatmik bhakti. No raganuga yet, not raganuga. But to tell Vaidhi. They are giving greed to reach in tenth canto. All are as a grass. A cow is not coming. I give a little grass. He came forward. I give little grass here. He came again. I give grass again. He came. And at last, where I wanted to take that cow, the cow will go there. So, everything Vyasa has written before in other Purans, but not Gopi Prem. For Gopi Prem, Srimad Bhagavat was written and it was educated to Sukadeva Goswami. also it is raga, ragatmik dhamma, not arising. Prahlad charitra, Dhruva charitra are grass, like grass, given. So they are all other. Acharya had told that it is a postgraduate book. Postgraduate means in Paramartha Rajya, Raganga Bhakti is postgraduate. So they don't know.
You said that our Srila Prabhupada said that if you pray to me, then to your heart more will come.
One thing I want to know, want to tell you, that I know your Prabhupada more than you know.
Well, then I want to ask you something.
Certainly, and this is true fact.
Then does he want?
They know only a part.
And what I want to know is, through you, then we will get that more instruction, which is also from our Prabhupada. You said to the heart, but it will also come through you.
That's right? So direct.
Because we need that assurance. We don't want to think, oh, I'm not going to Prabhupada, I'm going to some other source. But we want more. We need more.
He may grace you all by the mercy. And perhaps you have mercy of, so that you have done so many great works.
I remember you used to say how Prabhupada was always chanting Sat Goswami Astak, and always in the mood of the Goswamis.
Brahma Samhita Sloka, how sick, with the mood, recite.
And his preaching was also in that bhava, recruiting new people for Krishna.
All the acharyas like Kalpavriksha. You know Kalpavriksha? What you want, believe it. So his one person will give everyone according to their qualifications. Like Srimad Bhagavatam is Kalpavriksha. It can give mukti also. It can give, she can give wealth also, Vaikunth also, Dwarka also, everything is there. And moreover, you can have Vrindavan Braja. Likewise, you can get everything from your Prabhupada.
Maharaj, he asked me who that was on the left. Maharaj asked me who that was, so I said that is Vrinda Devi.
Vrinda Devi is there?
He did not know that was Vrinda Devi.
Oh, she was the informal one. When Krishna was going to Jaipur, Gopinath, Sundar Mohan, Shyam Sundar, and all others, they are going. Vrinda Devi also was going. And when she reached at Kamevan, in Vaiti Jaipur, one day they stopped there, or 2 days. Vrinda Devi told that, I will not go, I will be here. I will not leave there. Certainly Vrinda Devi, if goes, where is Vrinda? So to determine not to go out of Braja Vrindavan. So she stayed there.
Kamyavan.
So up till now she was there in Kamyavan. When I one day went there, she told me, I cannot live here. I want to return to Vrindavan. So can you arrange to that you, I may go there? I told, yes, certainly. And I took her here. We should be in Vrindavan. Without you, Vrindavan is not Vrindavan. So see. What we should?
Well, the last time Burijan Prabhu had a question, you said it would take some time.
That question is so big.
What was that question?
About pranata dehinam, papakalmasam, china charanugam.
I have sharing. Told you. No?
In Bombay, yeah.
I have read that chapter since then, and just that the little I remember from that verse that you told us just expanded the whole, such a wonderful chapter. So I thought that anything we could hear from that chapter was maybe the most sweet.
What is the first sutra before this? Gopi ka nandano bhava akhila dehina ankara kriti.
That chapter is
6 verses. Braj Janartina, this is the first verse, then second verse. Virjana smaya dhantana smita Bajasakhe bhavat kim kirinya smita Jal nuhana na shyana saksa.
This chapter, it shows the most supreme position of the gopis' love to Krishna, I think. It shows that it is completely selfless.
Only in Viraharas, Vipralabha. Only in Viraharas. Without Vipralabha, Sanjo Arsam Bhogaras cannot be so deep. So, Vipralabha is Pushti Karak of
It nourishes the union.
Nourishes.
Separation, it nourishes union.
If there is no separation, no Sambhog Lila will be enjoyed so much. So there are so many kinds of viparlamba. Man is one of them, viparlamba. Man are of so different kinds, and in them ahetuk man and sahetuk man are of two kinds,
with cause and with no cause.
Where there is no cause but there is man, that man goes away itself by laughing of Krishna, by giving her hands, by touching gopis or anything, it comes, it goes away itself. But sahetuk man does not go itself. So the man which will be so deep, there are so many various kinds of sahetuk man. The man which will be so deep by a very deep reason, that will take long time, and Krishna will have to do more labor, much labor, to overcome obstacles.